St. Peter writes this letter from which our text comes to Christians living in Asia Minor who are on the verge of a great persecution because of their faith. This persecution was probably the one that occurred during the time of the reign of Nero. St. Peter writes to comfort them and to encourage them to stand strong and to remain faithful to their Lord and Savior. In the verses just prior to our text, he writes, "But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear God, do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. It is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil." St. Peter tells them that persecution will come, and when it does, they have nothing to worry about, nothing to fear, for they will be able to stand strong in Jesus Christ, and when they do, they will be blessed. This is true for us as well. A time will come, if it hasn't already, when we will suffer on the account of our faith. It is inevitable because the ways of the world conflict with the ways of God. Now, the suffering being referred to here is suffering on the account of Jesus. It's not simply having a bad day or stubbing one's toe on the bed or being forced to drive over speed bumps or pay a seminary bill or even suffering on account of an evil deed. Rather, St. Peter is talking about suffering on account of one's faith in Jesus Christ. And when this time comes, we're encouraged to stand strong. And our text this morning shows us how we can stand strong. We can stand strong because of Jesus Christ. Jesus, too, has suffered and knows what we're going through. The sufferings of Christ are a prelude to his exaltation. And this exaltation is presented at length here in our text, in the resurrection and in the descent into hell. And it's made a main thought here. Here we have the picture of Christ being infinitely exalted over all. He is exalted over the disobedient who are now in hell, over the angels and authorities and powers which are in submission to him, and over the righteous as well. In a way, Christ is our example. If we bear our sufferings, we too will be exalted. We will be exalted because Christ overcame suffering. He conquered sin, Satan, and death. His exaltation, his victorious resurrection from the grave, which we celebrated just a few days ago, is our assurance of this. Through Christ's victory, we are empowered to endure and stand strong through our sufferings. Here, this great point is assurance for us when by the will of God we'll suffer for righteousness' sake. We are blessed. Christ's mighty exaltation after his suffering assures us of this as well. We are blessed indeed when suffering for righteousness' sake in this wicked world, for we have no one to fear. For even those down to the disobedient in hell, all enemies of Christ, are under his feet. With Christ for us, who can be against us? We, as believers in him, from the time of our baptism onward, have salvation through him who died and rose again and sits at God's right hand. With all this before us, we certainly do count ourselves blessed, and we will not fear the fear of men nor be shaken, for we know that all angels, authorities, and powers are in submission to him. We know he's in charge. And we know that our suffering now doesn't compare to the glory that awaits us in heaven. This assurance is given to us in our baptism. Baptism means to apply water. It's a washing, but it's not just any washing. Baptism isn't an ordinary ordinance. It's not a symbol. It's not a sign of grace already obtained or yet to be obtained. It's not even a mere mark of obedience. St. Peter writes in our text, "Baptism now saves you." Jesus said in the Gospel of Mark, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved." Baptism saves us. Grace, the forgiveness of sins, is actually received and given to us through baptism. Flesh cleaning, the removing of dirt from the body, is not what's important here in this washing, But what's important is being made clean, being given a good conscience. And we are given this good conscience in baptism. Baptism is what connects Christ to us. Through baptism, God makes us his children. Through baptism, we are connected to Christ's death and resurrection. His death and resurrection become our death and resurrection. Because we are connected to Christ, because our sins are forgiven, we have no need to fear. For we are empowered to endure suffering in his name. By the grace of God, may we ever stand firm in faith during our time of suffering. Amen.